Welcome to the Radio 191 FM podcast.
We've got the amazing William here from Bad for Education to talk about the new single, Close My Eyes. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you, Maddie. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah. Well, first of all, I guess congratulations is in order. How does it feel to be back releasing tunes again?
Oh, it feels great. And like the reception that we've had from the song has just been amazing.
Yeah.
Like totally unexpected. I sort of have been in this like vacuum trying to create the song. And, you know, I think about a year into writing the song and then after like a certain amount of revisions, after a while, you're like, are these changes even going to you know?
Yeah, no, I know like, what you mean, yeah.
Are we going to be able to hear them? But I'm really glad that we stuck it out and like...
Yeah.
And I'm just so glad to know that people are enjoying it. And yeah, it's a humbling honour.
For sure. Tell us a little bit about the song. Like, what's the meaning behind it? How did it come to be? All of that good stuff.
Yeah, cool. So I've been toying with the concept for like a long time because I grew up in a Catholic household and I went to an Anglican school, so religion's sort of been a constant in my life. And I was thinking, like, if we're, you know, I would always think as a kid, like, if we're looking up to heaven, then doesn't that put place us like where hell would be in the Bible, because you know, we're below heaven.
Yeah.
And I suppose if they're looking down on us, then they're looking down on us from heaven, and we'd be looking up at them from hell. But also if we look down, the hell's supposed to be below us as well. So, you know, I was kind of mulling over the theory that maybe earth is like both heaven and heaven on earth and hell on earth. And it's like,
yeah,
there's hope in that. And there's a lot of good times to be had on earth as well as the struggles. And it's also a love song, you know, because I think those things go hand in hand, love and hope and religion in quotes.
That's interesting. Yeah. I guess it like makes sense too when you say it, like, it's a cool thing to write a song about, for sure. Like,
thank you. Sick. And then, like, weave in the sort of love song.
Yeah. It's cool. And you're saying before, off air, that you'd written the song a little while ago. When was that? Yeah.
That's correct. So I wrote it in Wairoa. I just moved to Wairoa, actually, like, in 2020, just before COVID. And I'd started this organic orange juice business with my friends. So we, like, we rented out an orchard, and it was, like, for lack of a better word, dilapidated. Like, we had to cut all the grass down, we had to prune all the trees. It's just two of us.
That's so funny.
It was funny, yeah. Like, we would pick the oranges, go and juice them, and then drive out that same day and sell them.
Right.
And then COVID happens.
Yeah.
So we can't even trade and we can't really operate. So there's so much downtime. And I just figured, like, I just moved from Auckland. And I still had this sort of a chip on my shoulder that I really wanted to prove myself as a musician. So I wrote an album called Eyes in the Sky.
Yeah.
And after I'd finished that, I still had songs kind of coming.
Floating around.
It was like a lot of music at the time. And so I wrote this song after the album had finished. And then a couple years later, picked it back up again. The chorus just stayed in my head for years. And so that's sort of how I felt it was a song worth finishing. Amongst all the chaos, like my dad was passing away around that time and stuff. So I think the song is quite poignant to I suppose, who I am. The concept of it, of afterlife and stuff.
Yeah, it's cool. I'm so sorry about that, but yeah.
Oh, cheers. No, he was a great dude. He was a good musician. Oh,
yeah.
He was a musician, and he was a good promoter.
Yes. Yes. Has the song changed much since you wrote it in 2020?
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah.
So the lyrics and the bridge and all the parts were written around like 2020, maybe 2022. And then I linked up with Seb, aka Chicken Patterns, who works at a Parachute Studios.
Yeah.
And then that's when we added in like the claps, the sort of like the sound effects, as well as the heavenly vocals. Like when there's under heaven and there's like harmonies and things going on.
Like a choir almost, kind of thing.
A choir.
Yeah.
And I did sing in choirs as well. So
that's cool.
It was a cool reference to my like past.
Yeah, that is sick.
And the bridge. So we spent heaps of time slowing down the tempo into the bridge and then coming back out at full tempo. And so a lot of it actually took place in the studio now that we're kind of going back over it. Like a lot of it, a lot of the like hallmarks of the song took part in the studio,
Crazy. How was working with like all the different people, like Seb, and I think I read somewhere that you brought in like different people to play instruments on it as well?
Oh, brilliant. Yes.
Yes.
So my friend Sinisha, who I worked with at the Rock Shop, he's playing bass. He used to be in Memory Foam, which is like a really, like an excellent punk band in the local Auckland scene.
Yeah.
Oh, you know them?
Yeah, I think I've heard of them, or at least I've seen them on the station playlist.
Yeah, they're awesome. They have really prolific performances too.
Yeah.
And then Corbin Kutz too. He drums for Kaylee Bell and also worked at the Rock Shop. So
crazy.
It was crazy. And like everyone was so helpful and like patient with me too.
That's cool.
And it was great, you know, because I hadn't worked with Corbin before. I knew Sneesha really well.
Yeah.
And so, but both of them operate in a similar way where it's just like, hey, could we try this? Could we try that?
Mm-hmm.
And they were really confident in my abilities to sort of know what I want.
Yeah.
And then we worked with Ashley for the music video.
Yeah, yes. That was cool.
And thank you. And I'd never worked with Ashley before, so I was super nervous, you know?
Yeah.
He actually reached out when we first got the funding, and I was too anxious to reply.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And then eventually, like, my plans fell through, and I reached out to Ashley, like, please, are you available?
Yeah.
And he was.
That's good.
And
that's good.
It was clutch, eh? It was good and clutch, and I can't wait to work with him again.
Yeah, crazy. I'm glad it all worked out in the end for you. Like, yeah, that's good luck.
Thanks, Maddie. It usually does, eh? Like, things usually work out.
Everything happens for a reason, right?
I think so,
I think so.
More or less, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. What was the inspiration for you behind the video? Like, did you and Ashley sit down and, like, kind of give ideas, or was it, like, more your idea or, like, Ashley's idea?
Like, cool. So I think originally we wanted it to be, like, I wanted it to be quite static, so, like, in one or two locations, just me sort of performing the video. And Ashley sort of suggested that maybe we need a prop or we need something to sort of guide the narrative.
Yeah. Cool.
And he had this TV from the 80s, and he's like, why don't we use this TV, and like the TV can be, you can be pushing the TV around and things. And I was like, well, what's my motivation for this? What's my motivation for this TV?
Yeah.
And you know, it's just like, it's just in the video, you know, it's because it might be boring without it. And and so I sort of figured out, like, oh, okay, what if it's like Sisyphus and dude who pushes the rock.
Yeah, up the hill. Yeah.
Up the hill. And the TV can be my rock, essentially. And it's like playing my memories and things like that. And I have to take it with me everywhere.
That's cool. I like it a lot. That's really cool. Yeah.
Oh, yo, I think that's awesome. I think it's wonderful that you like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. That's kind of sick.
It was super heavy, too. It was like.
Yeah,
it was like a TV from the 80s, so me and Ashley were carrying it everywhere. And
oh my god.
Like, I could see his arms, they were just like...
Getting a pump on from this music video.
Getting a pump on.
Yeah.
And I was sweaty.
Yo, that's funny.
But it's how I like to work, too.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. Would you say, like... you pulled a lot of inspiration from the 80s, like, for the video and even for the song itself? Like, where did you pull inspiration from?
That's a cool question. I really like the Pixies, who I believe they were like an 80s band.
Yeah.
Oh, so I think now I'm really inspired by the 80s. So I'm listening to a lot of yacht rock and like Tom Jones, a lot of songs that my dad used to listen to.
Cool.
I think when I wrote the song, I was really inspired by NoFX and Blink 182 and things like that.
Crazy.
And so I suppose the video now is kind of like, It is sort of like trying to show where I am today, as well as paying homage to the song that I wrote, you know, a little while ago and modernizing it, essentially. But I'm really inspired by the Strokes. And also, if you recall, like, the 2010s, there was this kind of, like, indie revival of, like, surf indie bands.
Yeah.
I think, and like, so, like, Waves, Best Coast, and sort of those are my inspirations, too.
That's cool. That's a like whole lot of different stuff. Like, that's really sick that you like. I guess you can kind of hear it too. Like, now that you say that, I'm like, oh yeah, like I can see little pockets of all of it coming through.
Oh, cool. Well, that means that I'm hopefully doing something right and can hone that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I know what you mean.
That's
me. Oh, good. What's next for Bad for Education? Like, have you got anything?
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think in 2 weeks, I'm attending the Big Fan Songwriters Camp.
Cool.
I can't wait. And so that's going to be a week of, I think we write a song every day with a new group of people.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So I'll get a lot of training there, like improving my songwriting, which is exactly what I want to do. Mm-hmm. Hopefully some music will be released from that. And then next year I'm going to continue to work on an EP.
Yeah.
And get a band back together, because the music's really easy to learn. It's like four chords. So we'll start playing live again and trying to try and make it to Dunedin too for a show.
Yo, you should come, definitely.
Yo, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Would love to have you on air again.
Oh, legend. Yeah, yeah, I'd love to be there.
Yeah, I guess. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up or anything like that?
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you for this opportunity, Maddie. And I also want to thank New Zealand On Air.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yep. Preach.
And just want to thank everybody for the reception. It's been incredible. Honestly, I can't believe it. It's overwhelming. And I hope to use this momentum to release more music. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, 100%. I'm looking forward to it, I hope. Everyone else should get onto it. Stream Close My Eyes. It's going to be it's a great track. I think you'll
remember. You heard her.
Yo.
Thank you.
That's all good. We've got one of your older tracks queued up now, Stupid Feelings.
Cool.
But yeah, keep it locked on the one. This is Bad for Education.
Keep it locked.
Yo.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.